We might have Linda Musman.
Linda
on
Musman
later on
hopefully
is
going to give us a buzz, call in here on the show to give us a heads up what's going on in the 7th Street Park in Hudson tonight at 6 p.m. Solidarity gathering with everyone you can imagine to support the Occupy Wall Street movement, as we all should.
Okay, so
it's good to be here. And big shout out first, Christina. I just want to say happy birthday.
Yes,
Galen.
Okay, you ready?
Right,
I got Squeegee here.
Oh, Squeegee,
the little black dog.
Squeegee, little black dog,
okay,
is going to try
ready?
To sing a birthday song. Go
happy
ahead.
Happy birthday!
That's
to
not Squeegee. You. That's Christina pretending to be Squeegee. You can't fool me.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm sorry, I had to call you out. So, yeah, Squeegee's kind of, she got stage fright. She's not talking right now. I don't know.
Well, she's a dog.
Okay, well, we'll forgive her then.
And then she was busy this morning cleaning windshields, you know, making money, you know.
Oh, yeah, well,
7th and 1,
hey,
you know, this morning.
Like,
you know.
Like they say, quote, in this economy,
you
got to
do
what you got to
do.
I was coming in down past the hospital, actually. I had a really depressing moment. This poor guy, this old guy with a shopping cart full of bottles, cans and bottles, was coming up in that dangerous spot where the cars are parked closely and people fly up the hill and there's a crosswalk that no one pays attention to. And he was walking up, and right as I passed him, I gave him plenty of room. A big bag of bottles fell off the top of his shopping cart and just spilled all over the ground. And he's just old, possibly disabled, you know, 70-year-old man. And I just thought, man, there's no reason he should be walking a shopping cart all the way up to who knows where he's going. Stewart's maybe? I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, it's sad out there. It's sad, you know, and, you know, it's tough times.
You know, I think for consciousness to happen and for people to become more conscious, we have to be sensitive. And if you see those things and you feel them, then, you know, take it in and sit with it for a while and think about what kind of change we want to make in the world.
Well, I looked at the guy's face and I thought, man, I should just pull over and help him pick those up. But as it was, I was actually late for the radio show and I couldn't be a minute later. So here I am time
barely.
This is
starting to sound like a little of this Catholic background. Is this a confessional?
Catholic guilt.
Okay.
Forgive me, Christina, for I have almost sinned. So anyways, speaking of, all Occupy Wall Street, I picked out a song, and this is a Bob Marley remix that they did called Chant Down Babylon, because Babylon will fall. We all know that. It's only a matter of time. And I think this is the mood that a lot of people down in New York City are feeling right now. They're going to be taking over the subways, taking over the Brooklyn Bridge tonight at 5 p.m. They're going to be out there in the streets. They are. They're filling the paddy wagons, filling the jail cells as we speak. Let's really think about what that means. And, to remain nonviolent, of course, at all times.
Okay.
To always remain nonviolent, but in solidarity for them. And this is a little bit of the mood, I think, down there. Bob Marley.
Black Thought for the Legendary Foundation. Sending this one out to the people. You know what I mean? My people's in the streets of Illidale. Streets of New York City, you know what I'm saying? From the streets of Jamaica to the ghettos of London, word up. People's in the struggle in Paris, Cuba, South Africa, word up. Worldwide, Roots Crew, hey, yeah. Open your minds to this one, feel it. Feel it, join the realm.
This morning, I woke up in a all dressed in uniforms of brutality.
more. Some taking this to the streets, right? They want war. The sheriff at the front door, he coming to hunt y'all. You got these devils at the back door, they wanna confront y'all. They want y'all to pass like some type of gun law. They come in the night, then block out every border you could run for. Me, I'm a rocket launcher and militant monster. I'm self-sponsor, I light up the mic just like Ganja. Black door in the flesh, no imposter, power hilly. Thoroughbred soldiers ain't with the same silly shit that's uncertain. Wrapped inside a steel curtain, networking our shoulders, backs, and necks, hurting for real. So be supreme or just remain a mere person. Yo, you can find knowledge yourself or keep searching. Whoever in the crevice is thirsty, working beneath the surface. Y'all know the purpose, keep the streets burning. Yeah.
What a perfect song.
What a perfect song. It looks like we already got phones ringing off the hook here. We'll see if that's someone down from the city. But yeah, I figure that's completely appropriate.
Kieran, let me ask you very quickly.
Bob Marley with Black Thought from the Roots.
Let me ask you very quickly. You were across the
Yeah, I just before you asked me, this is actually
Do we have
Holly
the
Gardner.
Okay.
Holly Gardner, I think she has batteries in her phone calling in from the city. Holly, are you there and can you hear us? I'm sorry, say that one more time. You have batteries?
Yep, I'm plugged right into the side of a building here. I guess I'm pirating some electricity, so I can talk to you.
Okay, so what's happening down there, Holly? Tell us, what's, you said there's barricades, there's cops, there's paddy wagons, arrests are being made already, is that right?
Yeah, I've been down here since about 8 o'clock on Broad and Beaver. Now we're up at Beaver and William, which is, for people who know Wall Street at all, it's like sort of the southwest side of it. Basically, every road around, every street around the stock exchange has been blocked up at this point. But yeah, they're pretty chill. It's not pretty chill, but they've made quite a few runs since I've been here. Anyone who sort of steps off the curve, basically, is going down. There was like a group that came in at one point and they were just dancing and playing music and the cops just like jumped them and took them out. It just happened a second ago. So it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of people here though. It's kind of amazing the turnout, you know, that every single street is blocked at this point.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So it sounds like a pretty tense situation. And are people, you think, going home?
No, no one's going home. They're here for the long haul. We just keep getting more and more reinforcements, which is great. I had a hard time getting in. I would have been here earlier even, but everything's blocked off all around this area. There's police vans lining the streets for blocks and blocks and blocks. And, you know, there's tons of protesters down here stopping, you know, business as usual on Wall Street is really what this whole thing is about. And they got cleared at Zuccotti Park again. Some other judge apparently ruled that they can clear them out even if they're standing there.
You're
kidding. Everyone's just taken to the streets and, you know, shutting down business as usual to make a point.
So, Holly, have you guys actually prevented people from getting into their jobs at the stock exchange?
Yes, they have. They've basically stopped traffic down here. I mean, some of it's still getting through. The police keep pushing back to let the traffic through, but not many people are coming in, and those who are not able to really get through. So I think they're being successful. They're definitely making a huge statement down here.
Holly, can you estimate how many people are down there?
what they think. I guess this morning's rally at 7, which I missed because I couldn't get in, was like, I don't know, 600, 700 people. And now I think it's, you know, over 1,000, maybe more. You know, it's hard to tell. We're all at different entrances. And my you know, the we're blocking hairs is Beaver and William and Beaver and Rob. And two corners is blocking where I am. There's like, you know, maybe, I don't know, 400 here, so I'm wondering if that's happening on every street.
So it's...
Because everyone's kind of broken up, which is good, because it means, you know, they're blocking different sections, so...
So it's difficult to get a sense of, in your one area, there's about 400 people, but there may be 400 or hundreds more in other around other corners.
Sorry, you're breaking up there. What did you say?
I'm just saying that there's hundreds of people right where you are, but there may be hundreds of people in different corners.
Yes, there's 200 near where I am. There's all kinds of paddy wagons, though, like, being pulled into the area. There's, I don't know, hundreds of cops surrounding this area. I'm a little worried that they might just, like, take us all out at some point, which they've been known to do. But so far, they're only taking people who are just blocking the actual traffic. So...
Oh, Holly, how is the response of the police? Have you tried to talk to any of them? Are they responsive at all, or are they just keeping their distance?
Hey, the cops?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to them. I've been interviewing lots of people down here, just finding out, you know, why they're down here, what this means to them. I haven't interviewed any cops, or actually even talked to them.
How about union people? Any union people down there?
I've seen some signs, yep. I think there's definitely representation here, maybe about 30 or so in this particular group of a couple hundred. But it's hard to say, because not everyone's carrying signs. It's kind of like one of these things where it's hard to carry a sign around here because we're very cramped in, so there's a lack of signs, but there's a lot of people.
Hey, Holly, quick question. I've heard a rumor about the Brooklyn Bridge today at 5 p.m. Is that action going to take place? And do you plan to attend the rally? Is it a rally at the Brooklyn Bridge? Or what's actually happening with that? Do you have any information on that?
I believe it's still happening. I'm not exactly clear. I wish I had more information about exactly what sort of tactics people are thinking to take. They're just talking about, you know, rallying there at this point. There's, you know, actually about 10 different demonstrations going on today for different things. There's rallies at the university. There's an artist workers rally. There's the thing at the Brooklyn Bridge. There's all kinds of stuff just going on all day long. So people are mobilizing and getting out and, you know, making their voice heard. I wish I had more details about 5 o'clock one, but I actually asked a few people, and everyone seems to think it's a little bit different. So I'm hoping to get more info on that. But basically, if you come down here, you will find people, and you will, you know, get plugged into what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, it sounds like we should just we'll keep everyone posted on what's going on. Thank you for being down there in the thick of it all with your recorder. I'm sure you're going to come back with a good report and some good audio, and we're just going to keep track of what you guys are doing down there. I wish we could be down there, but Christina and I both, as a matter of fact, have to work, and one of these days I'm sure we'll play hooky and join you all. But thanks again, Holly, and thanks
for
calling
in.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Good luck.
Bye.
And be safe.
Safe.
Well, there you have it. That's Holly Gardner reporting live from Wall Street at the moment. She's down there in the thick of it. It sounds like pretty crazy situation down there. It sounds like every road, people are trying to get in from every road. And so the reason the police have blocked off all the roads, I don't know how much that actually assists the protesters, because they're supposedly setting up checkpoints and allowing people only if you have a suit and tie and an ID that says you work in a particular building. You know, this is, I don't know if this is really what democracy looks like. You know, it's a lot of boys in blue from what it sounds like, and barricades left and right, and paddy wagons, as Holly told us. The paddy wagons are occupying the sides of the streets in huge, long lines. So hopefully...
But it sounds like they're really having an effect, because it sounds like a lot of folks really aren't getting to their jobs today at the stock exchange.
That's true.
And so I think when she said that she could only see maybe 400 people on her particular corner, but it was so packed in with people that there may be literally around the corner thousands more.
Yeah.
It sounds like quite a picture she painted.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you remember February 15th of 2003, we were all down there and they were doing the same thing. They were barricading the side streets to not allow all the people pouring in to join up with the main rally along the main street there to try to keep everybody separate and make it seem like it's disjointed and non-unified and not as numerous as I think it was, because they refused to give a number. And I'm positive there was close to a million people there on February 15th.
That was the first time I had ever seen pens, where people were penned in.
Mm-hmm, just free speech zone?
Yeah, and I don't think that's happening now. Am I right?
They're trying to make the whole area one big pen, it sounds like. Mm-hmm, but yeah, I think there's just so many people, and there's no permit. There's no permitted march, as far as I know. There's people coming from so many different directions at so many different times, and there's so many different events going on that it truly is unstoppable. So the NYPD, they're coming. There's probably, half a million of the boys in blue for all we know. how do you stop something like that when it's just, it's everywhere?
Well, there's attempts. I mean, if people were listening to Democracy Now! This morning, they were talking about the militarization of the police and the use of chemical
agents
such as pepper spray and tear gas. I wanted to ask you,
oleoresin capsicum gas, a.k.a. pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Kieran, when you were out there, can you give me an estimate of how many people showed up to the rally, the Occupy Hudson rally?
Okay, yeah, this was 11-11-11, and it was posted on Facebook by Nora Pahalik, who should be joining us a little bit later in the show, hopefully. And she basically posted this as a solidarity gathering to take place at the Pocket Park down on Warren Street across from our lovely Opera House. And just a small kind of low-key, out-of-the-way park there that we decided to have a little rally in front of. And a lot of people just showed up out of nowhere. I mean, of course, there's some of her friends and some high school students. But then we had a Vietnam veteran. Of course, it was Veterans Day as well. You know, he was a combat veteran, volunteer at the Salvation Army, show up. One of the first women to show up was a teacher who had just been laid off in Saugerty. She had a sign already made, you know, 2 master's degree, laid off teacher, where are the jobs?
Mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, just a few workers show up. We had a member of the clergy from Spencertown show up with his wife, a wonderful young couple there, really concerned, especially on issues of poverty and whatnot. What you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me, kind of thing. That was interesting, right, Christina?
Yeah.
So here's what's really interesting,
okay,
right?
Yeah, this
out of nowhere, where it starts snowing. It starts raining and snowing. It's freezing cold. The press showed up, the Register Star. We got a front page article, the weekend edition of the Register Star with a photo. And out of nowhere, these huge brand new vans show up. And I thought at first maybe it was a paddy wagon. And then I look at the side of the van. It says, "We are the 99%. I was like, who the heck is this? Like, who's on Facebook now, you know? Because I didn't even know about it on Facebook. I just... So anyway, an outpour of these huge dudes. I think they're mostly dudes. There are a few women there, too. In red shirts and red hats. One of them had an enormous American flag. And the back of the van said, CWA, Communication Workers of America, on strike against Verizon. These guys, these union guys, were on a march from Albany down to Wall Street, and I believe maybe they just got to Wall Street because they're covering some serious mileage to protest what the Verizon company is doing to their workers.
Right, and that was earlier in the summer, if people remember, up on Fairview Avenue, which is where our strip mall is. There was a Verizon store, and there were hundreds of workers out there protesting.
This is the director, the political director of the Communication Workers of America. His name is Bob Masters, and he came along, and a spontaneous, impromptu march up the Bank of America ensued. Nobody was planning it. I don't know why. We just all marched up Warren Street, got in front of Bank of America, played a bunch of music, sang a bunch of songs. chanted a few slogans and then marched back down to the pocket park, and that was it. But it was a nice little action. And what Bob Masters is saying, I mean, he basically says this. He says, you know, they've been working since August 6th without a contract for Verizon, okay? And he said that, quote, "We had to do something dramatic to let Verizon know that if they don't settle a fair contract, they are going to become a symbol for the kind of corporate greed that Occupy Wall Street and the people in Occupy Hudson are focusing their spotlight on." So, yeah, they're doing this 180-mile walk in 8 days. I believe they did get to Wall Street already. And just to show what's going on. And Master says there's a new mood in the country that has been sparked by Occupy Wall Street, and people, instead of blaming each other for all of their problems, right, are finally blaming the people that are causing the problems, the top 1%.
Absolutely.
And these guys, I mean, we didn't even know. I don't know. Hi, Nora. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Thank you.
We got Nora Pahalik here. And Nora, did we actually even know that these CWA workers were marching through Hudson coincidentally at this moment on this day?
We're talking
the CWA workers.
The
I don't think any of us knew. These guys just kind of showed up out of nowhere.
It was a little surprise. It was great though.
Yeah, I just thought that was really, really interesting. So anyway, Christina, we should welcome Nora to the show. Welcome to Tell It Like It Is.
Hi, Nora.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Nora, we were just talking about the rally that you predominantly organized. And I wanted to know, first of all, just tell us a little bit about who you are and why you organized a rally.
Well, I'm a student, I guess. I'm a student from Hawthorne Valley, and I was involved with the movement. I think it was around like the end of September, beginning of October. And I this was kind of before it was mediaized, and I'd seen a video of you know, the brutality that had come, the response to the protesters, and we immediately left that morning.
Talking about the pepper spray incident,
the young women that were sprayed. We immediately left that morning and were there for about 5 days, and so we were pretty involved. And
you were there in Wall Street?
In Liberty Square or Zuccotti Park. And yeah, it was amazing. It was very moving, and we were really, really inspired to be there. And on the last day, we were actually arrested and put in jail. And so there was a lot of...
So you were arrested?
I was arrested, yes.
Uh-huh. And what did they arrest you for?
for going on the bridge. But I believe it was a traffic violation and two forms of traffic violations. I'm not really sure what the exact ones. There's summonses. So I actually have go to court on the 14th of December. There's about 170 people being tried at once.
Brooklyn Bridge incident?
This is the Brooklyn Bridge mm-hmm. incident, yeah. Okay.
And can you describe that? We've heard a number of descriptions, but can you describe what happened that day?
It all started. We met in the park at Zuccotti Park, and we massive amount of people. And at first I really could feel that there was something a little different, because I had marched, you know, 8 or 9 times before that, you know, on Wall Street to the department for the police for brutality. I had been involved, but this one really felt a lot different, and there was really a different kind of energy, more of an urgency, and I could really feel that. And we started to march, and we got to the bridge, and I actually I was on the pedestrian side, and people just started to, there was some confrontation. I was a little bit with the police, with NYPD, but I was farther back, mm-hmm. so I actually wasn't able to see what was happening right there. And then we walked on the pedestrian side, but then I was like, no, I'm moving over. So we went back actually and came onto the bridge, and we're playing music and dancing, and it was amazing. It was so much fun. And then
were you actually blocking traffic then?
No.
Okay.
They actually, that side of the bridge, had been shut down due to construction. Uh-huh. So there was one lane of traffic, and they were kind of, you know, some people were honking and it was moving slowly, but we were staying to the side.
Right.
So people were pretty respectful, actually. And there didn't seem to be, I mean, they stopped a few times, but because the NYPD had to come and they sort of swarmed from the side.
So it was the NYPD who was actually creating a disturbance by blocking off traffic.
That is what I saw. And okay. I do believe that. So. Okay. Yeah, but it was, and then they came from the Brooklyn side mm-hmm. and the Manhattan side and pushed us and then surrounded us with netting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Netting.
And
wow.
People were climbing up the sides of the bridge.
What
and
is
it was
netting?
Clean. Is that like, isn't that from the gladiators? Didn't some gladiators have nets? Sorry. What is netting?
It's like a hard plastic orange, netting. I mean, it's it hurts actually when they're like, you know, pushing you with it. It's like hard. It's hard plastic. Mm-hmm. And supposedly it was to help us to not fall off the bridge. All for our own good, of course. Mm-hmm. All in the safety of the
for
people.
Your own safety.
Yes. And so yeah, that was initially what they were going for. Of course. And but people, you know, started to lock arms and really realized what was happening. And so, yeah, it was
so
very.
So just going back, you were inspired to go down there because you saw on the Internet the pepper spraying.
And that was really all that had been mediaized of the. And this wasn't even on any, real network. It was kind of a live feed that I had been recorded. And actually 3 minutes after I saw it was taken down. So I caught it in the nick of time. Mm-hmm. So they were holding it down. They were, yeah, people really weren't.
We actually got a call here. Oh. I think this is very related to tonight. We have a call coming in from Time and Space Limited. We're going to get to that. Can you just recap one second, Christina, about what's happening tonight?
Actually, I don't have the details, except that I know that at the 7th Street Park, there's going to be an organized solidarity vigil at 6 p.m. with folks from Time and Space Limited and others joining them in support of the day of mass action in New York City. But I want to get back to why don't we go to a quick musical break. And we'll hopefully we have some other folks online. Okay.
All right, just try track one right there. It's going to bust right into some pretty
okay.
pretty serious high-pitched stuff. I think this is following the mood. Go right ahead, Christina. Let's hear it. Let's see what it is. No, try the other one, the top one. That's exciting. That's appropriate, too. There we go. All right. We don't need the key. We'll break it.
Time has come to
All right.
All right. That was, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of rage for you. Now you can continue your shopping.
All right. We should be joined on the line right now. Can you hear us, Claudia?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Claudia. Thank you for sticking around through that. But, you know, it was the American dream, so.
I got it.
But now we're all awake.
Now certainly, all the way.
Really, really happy that you're joining us. Can you tell us a little bit? Well, first of all, let me introduce the show. This is Tell It Like It Is, and I'm joined here. This is Christina Malisoff with Kieran Riley, my co-host, and Nora Pacholik.
Pacholik,
sorry. And, yes, and Claudia, can you tell us, first of all, who you are and what's going on, what you're doing tonight?
I'm Claudia Bruce, and I'm one of the co-founders with Linda Mussman of Time and Space Limited on Columbia Street in Hudson, New York. And tonight, Linda and I, as citizens, decided that we were just going to go to the park right across from the radio station, by the way, 7th Street Park, and just to be there to support the Occupy movement all over the United States. As you know, today is a big rally in support of the Occupy movement, and because of the recent events of eviction in New York City and Oakland and all over the place, it's a really good time to rally and show our support for this movement, because we are the 99%. Anyway, we're going to be there. We hope that other people will come to 7th Street Park and sing a song or just be there. And we're asking people to maybe bring a bell and let freedom be heard. Bring it out all over the world. Stand up, be counted, speak out, bring a candle, shine a light on this darkness that we have to move through, because it's going to be, 6 o'clock is probably going to be dark in the park. Also, you know, make a sign, bring a camera, document the event, and we just want to everybody to know that we're going to be there, and they hope that people will, a lot of people say they're going to come by and just in support of the movement.
Fantastic.
Great.
Do you have any questions?
No, actually not. That sounds awesome, though.
Okay.
That's great.
And again, this is a in solidarity with the existing Occupy movements. As you said, Claudia, a lot of them are facing being thrown out. Zuccotti Park, we just had an interview with Holly Gardner of Hudson, New York, who's down there right now, and she's actually saying that the latest is that there's a court injunction saying that they cannot even occupy the park. Initially, it was that they couldn't camp in the park, but now they're saying they can't occupy it. And I wanted to ask both you, if you can join us for a minute more. I wanted to ask you and Nora, we were joined by Nora, who organized the Occupy Hudson
last Friday,
and ask you both about the issue of the commons and what it means, first of all, to define what the commons are and what it means for people to take back what is theirs.
Well, it's a very interesting word, the commons. Isn't that common ground?
Yes.
Isn't that where the people are? This is their ground. This is our ground. It's more and more, you know, we are being forced out of these places, and I just have to applaud the people, particularly, of course, the young people who have led this movement, who went into the park in New York City and who were inspired by the other worldwide movements, and I just feel that this is a really, really positive time in our history, and I can't be there in New York as I once was in the 60s and 70s, but I can do my part here in Hudson, and this is just a little show of support. But I think when everybody lights a candle, you know, there's going to be a lot of light all over the world. And we all know that people are struggling to eat, to have a place to sleep, to try to earn a living. You know, we have elections that are paid for by really rich people, and we see our democracy at risk in all kinds of ways. So it's time. We have to stand up. We have to make a stand, and we have to build our stand so that we can say enough, enough. Now we're moving on.
Did you want to add anything, Nora?
No, but sorry. Yeah, I mean, and all in all, it is like she said, a lot of young people, or especially that originally did, you know, started down there. I think there is something very amazing about, that there is this kind of, there's not a real specific variety of people that are really pushing this forward. There's really so many people involved, and it's almost like a universal movement because there's so many, in their own ways, people doing their own, standing up to their government. Some people risking their lives actually out in the world, and it's such an amazing thing to be. You know, when we are down there watching, you know, they'll be on webcam with people in Libya and Greece, and it's amazing because it really, you're finding that connection, and it's really cool. It's really,
you know, I wanted to also mention that, and I find it really heartening that it is young people, but I also find it heartening that it also is off the tail of what happened in Wisconsin last summer, and that there's a lot of labor. Even what happened in Egypt was following massive demonstrations on the part of labor. So there seems to be a connection now to a broad connection to many people. Do you find that, Nora?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When you're down there, there's so many people coming with their own story and with their own reason to be there. And there's no, you know, why you can't be here. That's not fitting into this the demography of this movement. You need to, you know, people are coming with everything that they need to say.
Okay, so I wanted to put a question to both of you. We'll start with you, Claudia. A lot of talk about the Occupy movement, which I find really revolutionary and as a breakthrough, is the discussion of organizing in a horizontal fashion, the non-hierarchical way of putting people together. It strikes me as democracy with a small d, meaning each individual has a voice. Can you comment on that?
Well, it's one of the most positive things that's come out of this movement. It's an example for, you know, everybody. It's inspirational, and as you say, it's revolutionary. Back to the comment about the labor, and that is yet another positive step being made, in the sense that students, labor, and other groups who all realize that we are in a majority minority are realizing that we have to join hands and speak up. And this is just one of the best things that's happened in a long time, in my opinion.
Nora?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is one of the best parts about it, that there is really no hierarchy of you know. It also can be the downfall, I think, because it becomes a little difficult, and I've, you know, also experienced being there. You know, you do have people who come with very extreme ideas and can put a different feel into the movement. Even just one person saying some stuff that's just... But it's amazing because it is the core of our democracy. It is like the essence of democracy to really be able to take that on and initiate it as people, as one people, you know, trying to really push forward. So I think that's amazing.
I've got one more question, which I think is also fascinating. I wanted to, maybe it's a false juxtaposition, but I wanted to talk about, a lot of organizing happens over the internet. I mean, we talked, there was talk about what happened in Egypt is being connected to the internet, and there's moveon.org, which is heavily internet-based. But then the other thing that I find is fascinating versus the internet is how people from Occupy movements are just going out and supporting people or issues right in their community, which isn't through the internet. It's person on person. For instance, if someone is looking at an eviction because a bank is foreclosing on them, that a portion of folks from the Occupy movement may go to that person's house and actually occupy their house and force the banks to make a different decision. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, well, I think it really comes from how much, you know, people, especially what was happening in the park, really people with a community. People knew each other. You knew, you know, there was like the comfort tent. You knew the people there, and you knew who was sleeping next to you for like, what, now it's been like 2 months? Mm-hmm. So there really is that community. People really do get to know each other, and I came out with, like, I think I know like 10 people just by texting. A lot of it is internet because most of them live in the city, but there really is this community feeling, and I think you feel that need to support them, and it just kind of comes.
And I'd like to add also Claudia, thank you again for calling in and for all your hard work at Time and Space Limited for all of these many, many years. I just want to comment also on the art show you had on war. Fellow co-host here, Sam Sebrin, had a wonderful couple of pieces there, the collage on the war madness and another collage called Room Service. Anyhow, I think, you know, the issues facing the Occupy movement, or the issues highlighted by the Occupy movements, are ones that we feel in our community, and you probably know a bit about that too, and those in particular are jobs, healthcare, mass transit, libraries, and schools. These are, you know, every community faces the crunch, and maybe you just want to comment on that. Do you know who may be coming tonight? And thank you again for arranging the 6 p.m. 7th Street Park gathering tonight.
Well, we just put the word out. I mean, it's just, I think people are ready and, you know, excited about coming to gatherings such as this, and it was just the fact that anyone can do it. Everyone, you know, people are doing it all over. There are so many issues in a small community because we all know, we know people, we know them from our community, and it's our mission to try to touch the lives of people in our community, and our way of doing that is, at Time and Space Limited, of course, is through art and art and cultural events, or, you know, the immersion in art, because I think in my experience it's through art that I learned so much about life and living, etc. So I just encourage people to come out tonight and just, you know, make their voices heard. Sing a song, ring a bell.
Hey.
Stand up and be counted.
Stand up and wake up.
Okay? So hope to see you. I'm going to go back to work now because
thank
I
you,
have Claudia. A lot to do before tonight.
Okay, great. Well,
good
thank
luck you so much.
Thank
see
you.
See you tonight.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Again, that was Claudia Bruce with Time and Space Limited. And Kieran, the Occupy the Park. Again, the commons.
Yeah. Yeah, this is about horizontal democracy. It's about reclaiming your democracy, your space, and about holding a general assembly and having everybody's voice count, no matter who you are. Everybody's equal. It's about justice and equality on so, so many economic, political, and social levels. And I can't think of anyone out there, except for possibly the very top 1%, who... you know, who shouldn't be there tonight. So make it if you can, I guess.
I think it's also important. I wanted to bring up again, you know, you talked about infrastructure, and I think there is also going on is a number of unions are organizing to take over bridges. I'm not sure. I think if it's CWA again, but to take over bridges and to bring attention to the fact that while we're paying off the money to bail out banks that are too big to fail, our bridges are falling down.
Right.
Our infrastructure.
Right. That's a good point.
When you mentioned infrastructure, I mean, it's the importance of getting off of fossil fuels, which is another big issue that we talk about all the time on this show.
Yeah.
The tar sands. We, in order to do that, we're going to have to look at different modes of transportation. So
absolutely.
This is a very interconnected movement. This isn't just about the 1%. What's happening with this disparity in wealth is actually upsetting and destroying the whole ability of our country to function, and in fact is actually what is behind the possible destruction of the environment, which we all depend on, all living creatures depend on.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so many things, the environment being one of them. And, you know, for those who think that organized labor is dead, the unions are dead, or it doesn't apply anymore in this time, you know, there's more people unemployed out there than there are who belong to a union. and this is a sign of the times, but at the same time, you could refocus the question and re-ask the question, should our teachers, our healthcare workers, our bus drivers, our librarians not have fair pensions when they retire? Should they not have a fair and decent contract that ensures them job security? Should they not have these things that every other major industrialized nation around the world has for their public sector workers in particular? And if you look at it in that focus and what's happening around the country, you would have to answer labor is more important than ever right now. And, you know, this affects our municipal workers as well, our city workers, you know. The issues being presented here absolutely affect everybody, right down to the garbage, those poor guys who had to shove all the belongings of the people in Zuccotti Park into the dump trucks, you know. You know, they have to struggle for their own job security and wonder whether they're going to have a pension when they retire, you know. Mm-hmm. So it really does affect everyone.
I wanted to ask Nora, on a psychological level, okay, because I look at what does it take in order to change human consciousness? When Kieran was talking just now, I was thinking to myself, you know, what does it take for people to be empowered? To understand how much power they have. You know, workers create the wealth, the real wealth in the economy. And students are the future of the country, of the world. How psychologically have you been affected by the principles of the Occupy Wall Street movement?
I think that if, I think essentially it's really, when you see, like, and this is one of the chants, actually, the people united will never be defeated. And there's really, when you're there, it's so empowering. You really feel this kind of, like, buzz and this hum of, obviously, of the injustice of what is happening and how many people are affected by it. But the fundamental reason, I think, is just how... It doesn't matter if we can't get anything done. It's the universe or the momentary... unity that is just exquisite. It really is. And I think, and this is just me because I'm not a very extremely political person or very like kind of hard. I can't probably swear on the air, but you know, I'm not like, oh, you know, and I, but for me, it's really on a human level that people can come together and they can unite in a common cause and they can fight for their rights as human beings. And that's the most, I think that's really what it's all about for me. And I can't say much more because I that's really kind of the core of it. But it's amazing. It's the whole thing. Even if there's not that one demand or there's not that, and it's, as it's been mediaized, people do have their issues, but, it's quite a thing. It's quite a thing. I think that this is what democracy looks like. And it's really, it's people coming together and exercising their First Amendment and their right to free speech and free action and free assemble.
Mm-hmm. Free association. Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it's amazing to just see and participate in, you know, us having to assert these rights again. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's been so long in a way. Actually, we have a couple anniversaries today. This is totally applicable, but, you know, on this day today, in 1980, was the Women's Pentagon Action Protest. Yes. Thousands and thousands of women gathered in front of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to protest patriarchy and the war making of the Pentagon. And, you know, these things have happened in the past. Also, on yesterday, in 1969, over 500,000 people protested the Vietnam War down in Washington, D.C., yep. And we know what those protests did to the higher-ups and the authority.
Absolutely.
It changed the name of the game big time. And having people just come out of nowhere and saying, this war will not stand anymore. So things, you know, these things do happen. They have precedent. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow is Moroccan Independence Day. So I had to throw those things out there. Nice. You know, just historical and future little sound bites of freedom out there.
But, let's take a quick musical break, and then we'll be back with
very short. This is a very short freestyle right now on the top one. Let's see, play it and see where we're at. I hope that's keyed up.
To your tape.
Yeah, this is KRS-One.
So when it's sold out in the stream, You all can know this was a real party. These are poems circulating throughout the nation. Everybody's bad and everybody's tough, but how many people are intelligent enough to open up their eyes and see through the lies, discipline themselves, yourself to stay alive? Not many. That's why the universe sent me today on this stage with this to say. The rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. In the final hour, many heads will lose power. What does the rich versus poor really mean? Psychologically, it means you gotta pick your team. When someone says the rich gets richer, visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture. The rich get richer because they work toward rich. The poor get poorer because they mind can't switch from the ghetto. Let go. It's not a novelty. You can love your neighborhood without loving poverty. Follow me. Every mother, father, son, daughter. There's no reason to fear the new world order. We must order the whole new world to pay us. The new world order and the old state chaos. The big brother watching over you is a lie, you see. Hip hop could build its own secret society. But first, you and I got to unify. Stop the negativity and control our creativity. The rich is getting richer. So why we ain't richer? Could it be we still thinking like niggas? Educate yourselves, make your worldview bigger. Visualize wealth and put yourselves in the picture.
DJs out quickly at the party. Who am I? If you're like me, hip-hop is in your body. Who am I? The MC. When the jam is slow and you need a proceeder, who am I? The MC. When you need a lyrical leader with oratorical triple features, who am I? The MC. When you need to rock.
Okay, we're back.
KRS-One.
And we're back with Nora Pahalik. And organizer of the Occupy Hudson movement. Nora, what's and Kieran Riley, my co-host. And Nora, what's on the horizon? Is there another? We have the Solidarity rally tonight in the park at 6 p.m. at the 7th Street Park in Hudson. What do we have on? Do you have anything organized on the horizon?
Well, right now we're trying to look for a place to host the General Assemblies, just somewhere indoors. So we're trying to find a place. Any luck on
here
that?
Here in Hudson? Kieran?
We're still working on that, actually. there's several locations. Luckily, we live in a small community right now with many various issues. Some people... we have a very diverse array of issues right here in Hudson, some of which people don't really want to talk about. It's interesting. There's a lot of issues that are very difficult when you talk about your backyard or your front yard, or you talk about,
lack of yard,
or you talk about your front sidewalk. You know, it's like it's hard. It gets tough. It hits home. It gets real. So, that's what Occupy Hudson, I believe, is going to really start to address, which is these tough questions. And luckily, we do live in a community in which there are public spaces that are indoors so that we can begin these general assemblies. Yeah. And there's a couple of possibilities on the horizon, still to yet be confirmed, in which to have the first real general assembly. Yeah. So Nora and I guess... we'll both be working on that and get back to you all on that and have it announced on WGXC.
That would be great because I'm a registered Green, and I really enjoyed when there was an active Green party in Hudson. I miss that. I'm getting out. One of the actions that we took is we said we didn't just want to talk about the environment. We went over to ShopRite and we picked up all the plastic garbage bags that blew across into the weeds across the road, and that felt like a group of people getting together and cleaning up their community. They saw something, they did something about it.
Yeah.
And so that would be great.
Yeah.
Nora, you also were talking about a student assembly happening this afternoon.
Oh yeah, today at 3:00 there's going to be a huge student strike all over on the five boroughs of New York City. There's going to be I just read it about it briefly before I came because I thought I might be mentioning it. Yeah, basically there'll be walkouts. Actually, a lot of faculty. There's been only a few cases where faculty have been opposed to it, but they're going to be talking and mass student strike. It's going to be pretty awesome. So
sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
if you're in the city, check it out. I think it's happening at every university.
Okay. So. Yeah, students are definitely at the forefront. And let's not forget about our veterans, Iraq Vets Against the War, Veterans for Peace. These vets have been supporting the Occupy movement from the very beginning for a variety of reasons. But let's also remember our veterans out there who are supporting OWS.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, join us again next Thursday, which I believe will be Thanksgiving Thursday.
Yeah.
For another edition of Tell It Like It Is.
Turkey Day.
I know I'll be here, and I don't know who I'll be joined by, but I am totally grateful for WGXC. And join us between 10 and 11, and we'll surprise you with...
Who knows? Maybe I'll be at Plymouth Plantation at Plymouth Rock for the National Day of Mourning with the Wampanoags. And thanks for joining. Tell It Like It Is. Again, thank you, Nora. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's take it out.
Take it out.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Are you ready for the Hudson 10% Energy Challenge? Do you know how to reduce your energy consumption by 10% over the course of the year? If not, would you like to learn? The 10% Challenge is an invitation to join with your neighbors in an innovative program that informs and supports people who want to save money and improve the environment. The 10% Challenge is sponsored by the City of Hudson, who's joining with many other municipalities that have adopted similar programs. Participate by pledging to reduce your energy use by 10% over the course of a year. Why 10%? Most people can save at least that much on their energy bills with small steps that are free, inexpensive, and even fun. Bigger steps can follow when you see the savings and learn more about energy. Why should you get involved? Because you want to save money, make your home more comfortable, and reduce your environmental impact. It's easier to accomplish these objectives when we do it together. That's the point of the 10% Challenge. To learn more, go to our website at www.hudson10percentchallenge.org. That's spelled out with all the letters. Thank you.
WGXC founding underwriting support is provided by High and Mighty Therapeutic Horseback Riding and Carriage Driving, Ghent, New York, serving children and adults with special needs.